Good morning, sleepyhead. It's going to be a fabulous day. The one thing you have left to do is to make the decision. Are you going to chase after your dreams, or are you going to let your dreams wait one more day? You have no idea how disappointed I am. Hello, how are you? This is the From the Hip Podcast, and I'm your host, Albert Hathazi. Thanks for joining me today. I want to talk about dreams. Are you a big dreamer? What I mean is, do you have dreams every night? Do you remember your dreams? Do you take what your dreams are telling you in all seriousness, and do you believe that it's destiny or something like that? These are all interesting questions. I think there's lots of junk going on in my head because ever since I can remember, I've dreamt, I've remembered my dreams, and I don't think a night goes by, or very few nights go by, where I don't have a dream. It's really interesting. And you talk to some people and they say, oh, I don't even dream. I can't remember my dreams. I could tell you almost every morning what my dream was about, but it usually disappears after a while. But there are some dreams that I have that reoccur, and I wrote them down and I wanted to go through it with you. One of my dreams is of bears. Usually when I'm in a certain setting in the woods, before I know it, a bear comes out of the bush and starts chasing me, and I could barely get in the door alive. I've never been caught by a bear in my dream, thankfully. I don't know what he would do to me. But I think it stems from the fact that we had a camp out on Whitefish Lake where we were in a trailer all the time at the edge of the woods, and there were always the older kids trying to scare us with bear stories. Even in our backyard here a few years ago, when a lot less was being developed, we would go out with the family for a hike. And they had paths made, but I was scared the whole time that a bear was going to come chase us. It's kind of strange. That's funny how things influence you. Airplanes. There's a weird reoccurring dream. It's not very pleasant, but most of the time when I'm walking in my dream and looking toward the sky and a plane comes by, she's going down. The plane is going to crash. There has been times where the sky is full of planes and one or two of them come down. Usually it's not too far away and there's a big explosion and there's pieces of debris flying. Don't get hurt. I don't ever get hurt from the crash. The second part of the reoccurring dream there is that I dream lots of times that I'm on the plane when we're flying and then we crash. But again, I don't die. It's usually one of those skid along the forest trees and come to a stop. But it's kind of weird to have that kind of dream. I dream lots of times that I own a motorcycle, and I don't drive a motorcycle. I don't think I'm ever going to drive a motorcycle. But I dream that I have one, that I really want one, and it's sitting in my garage, and I take it for a ride. And usually, after I go for a few rides, I realize that this is a dream. I kind of come to my senses thinking, oh, this isn't even real. I know I'm going to have to wake up from this. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I'm not going to have a real motorcycle. And I don't know if you know, but in your dreams, everything seems so real. And to me, it seems like things are multiplied. So that feeling of sadness is really strong when I'm in my dream. Piano. Lots of times I dream that I sit at a piano and I'm just playing like Beethoven. Just my hands are going all over the place. I'm not even thinking about it, and beautiful music is coming out. That is really interesting and kind of fun. I do play a little bit piano myself, but nowhere near the quality of my dream piano. And again, I realize that at some point that this is just a dream, and then I'm going to wake up and it's not happening. Kind of sad. I dream that I'm a pro hockey player. I never really played hockey in my life too much on skates, probably a dozen times. Most of the time we played street hockey. But I dream that I'm playing pro hockey and I'm really good. So this is totally impossible. But for some reason, I'm a pro hockey player. The interesting thing about dreams that I have as well is that I have some sort of a weird control mechanism in my dream. I can control the wake state in my dream if my dream goes really bad. Like a couple of times there's been things in my dream where I've done something really bad, like illegal, to hurt somebody. And I realize there's no way out, that I'm going to jail or something along that line, but I have the ability to say, oh wait, this is just a dream. I don't have to be worried about this, and I wake myself up. That's kind of interesting. I don't know if everybody has that capability or not, or if I am superhuman in some way. Crazy stuff. The other one I have is sometimes I get shot in my dream. I don't have a violent life at all, so I don't have violent people around me, but sometimes I get shot, but I never die, thankfully. One final part of dreaming that I want to bring up is once in a while you dream about a person who hasn't been on your mind at all. And I'm going to say it's a female. And for that next day, you have this weird connection with that person. It's probably just an illusion, but you feel like you're connected to that person. And you kind of, I don't know if it's a crush or it's just a seed that's been planted in your mind. And it's happened with old girlfriends, and it's happened with people I've known from school way back when that I haven't even seen for a long time. But for that, basically 12 hours after you wake up, there's this weird connection that you feel with them. And then it's gone. The next day it's just totally gone. Tonight is going to be fantastic. One of my favorite activities of all time is happening, and that is going to my friend's house, who is also a part of the tribute group that I'm in, and we are going to sing karaoke all night long to our closest friends and family. We're going to have a blast. I'm going to get on the mic, sing some Elvis, sing some crazy Bare Naked Ladies, and some other stuff, and some comedy. I just love it. It's going to be so fun. And it's way better than going out on a night of karaoke, as far as I'm concerned. Because every time I go out for karaoke, it's always disappointing. It's either the sound's off or the guy is a douchebag, you know. But anyway, have yourself a great day. Take care. I'll talk to you next time.